Mary Magdalene couldn't see Jesus for her grief. It was only when she heard him call her name that she realizes that he was risen. Jesus spoke to her and by speaking released her from her grief. There are going to be times when we suffer from grief. We may grieve for the loss of loved ones. And it is so at these times that, like this, that we need to listen for Jesus' voice calling us. A barrier to faith. A barrier to faith which was overcome by the presence of Jesus. The disciples in that event were gathered behind closed doors in fear. Jesus had been crucified, and were they next on the list? And so Jesus comes to them and speaks words of peace. He showed them his crucified hands, and St. John records that the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Fear can cripple us at times. It can make us irrational. And at those times, we need to seek Jesus' presence in our lives. And it is his presence that will bring us peace. When I get stressed out with worry or fear, I find wonderful comfort in the words of Jesus in Matthew's Gospel. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. From Matthew 11:28-30. Doubt, a barrier to faith, which was overcome by the presence of Jesus. Thomas seems rather unfairly to have had a bad press for the last 2,000 years. His name has even entered into the English language. You might call someone who doesn't believe something a doubting Thomas. But you have to remember that Thomas wasn't with the other disciples when they saw Jesus. He didn't have the benefit of what they had seen. He couldn't believe that Jesus was risen. It was something totally outside of his experience. Now, our faith is not an unreasonable faith, and Peter tells us, for example, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. God has given us minds, and he wants us to use them. Thomas says, I am not going to believe until I can stuff my hand actually into his side. And that's really the force of what he is saying. Our faith has to be based on a firm foundation. And Jesus realized that Thomas needed that confirmation. Once Thomas got the evidence he needed, he simply said, my Lord and my God. What Thomas asked for was very reasonable, and so Jesus gave him what he needed for his faith. And there are times when we need a special touch from God. It's not a sin to be skeptical. What is a sin, though, is to go on disbelieving when you are given the evidence. So in conclusion, Jesus deals with each person's needs differently. He treats us as individuals. Mary simply needed to hear Jesus' voice, and her grief was healed. The disciples needed to receive the peace of Jesus into their lives to release them from their fear. And Thomas needed to see the risen Christ He wanted to put his hands in Jesus' side before he would believe, although actually there's no evidence that he actually did that. Each of us has different needs. We all ask different questions, but there is only one solution, a touch from the risen Lord. Amen.